I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Got a question, problem, or challenge for me to address? I'll make it as easy as possible for you to ask it and for me to answer it. Post to Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag AskDreAllDay. Any question that you have, any challenge, any problem, I'll get it. I'll go through them. I'll pick the best ones and address them right here on this podcast. You can even email me with the subject line AskDreAllDay, hashtag AskDreAllDay on Twitter, Instagram, or email. I will get your question, do it in audio or video, and I'll address it right here on this podcast. Let's get to it. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are tuned into the greatest show, just the greatest show period, where you will learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect has yet to arrive. And on top of this, a big, big dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all of this together. You have the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. And today's topic is about how you are dealing with other people, how you're going to treat people, how you communicate with other people. And the exact topic is, as you see in the title, is you never know who you're dealing with. How to treat people equally, how to treat people respectfully, how to deal with people, even when you're dealing with a conflict situation, in a confrontational, possibly type of situation, in some situation where someone is just seems to be antagonistic towards you, or you're antagonistic towards that person for whatever reason. You never know who the person is that you're dealing with. And I thought of this episode because I heard someone once say that you should never let people know how good you're doing or how bad you're doing. Therefore, you will always be dealt with because of who you are as a person. They'll deal with you based on who you are as a person, not based on what they think you have or what they think you do not have. I thought that's a really good idea. And when it comes to dealing with people, all of us, since we're all leaders here, you're going to be dealing with a lot of people. Any organization you're a part of, you're going to deal with those people within that organization. You're going to deal with the people in other organizations when there's some kind of deal going on or some way that there's an interaction between your group and another group. You're going to be the person out front representing your group towards that other group or whoever it is that you're dealing with. Anywhere you go, as you continue to work on your game and get better and expand your horizons, you're going to be running into new people. New people are going to be running into you. People are going to be finding out about you. People are going to be reaching out to you, connecting with you, asking you questions, making comments about you, asking you, could you do some things for them? You're just going to find yourself interacting with a whole lot of different individual people. So therefore, the better you are at dealing with people, the better along you'll get. That just makes sense, right? So let's talk about it. You never know who you're dealing with. Number one, understand that people, we all express ourselves differently. If you listen to the show often enough, you can hear the way that I express myself, at least verbally, with my tonality and the words that I use, et cetera, et cetera. You may not express yourself exactly the same way that I express myself. We are all unique in the way that we express ourselves. And also in just the way that people carry themselves, the way that somebody walks, talks, the way people dress, the type of material possessions that they have. And understand this, what I found, especially maybe I just have a warped view of this because I live in a city like Miami, Florida, which is a very materialistic type of place. It's something that I said back in maybe 2010. I remember I wrote a blog post about this. Someone was telling me that they wanted to get in better shape. I believe they were saying, I want to get in better shape before I go to the beach, you know, because I don't want to go to the beach and put on my bathing suit and people looking at me and seeing that I got all this extra weight around my belly or all this fat on the back of my arms or my triceps muscles should be. And they were just all these concerns this person had about how other people would perceive how they look if they were to go out on the beach and show a little bit too much skin. And what I said to that person is the same thing that I'm going to say to you now, at least in regards to a city like Miami, I would say also a place like New York or a place like LA, is that nobody's thinking about you because everybody's concerned about themselves. Nobody's even looking at you. People are looking in the mirror more than they're even looking at you. But in a materialistic town like Miami, everybody looks at material possessions as if that's how they judge you. And a lot of judgment goes on that way, at least in a place like this. I don't know what it's like where you live, but you can tell me. You can just think about your own situation and maybe just think about how you think about people, how you judge people based on what you see around them or based on what you see that they have or at least what you think they have, and how that changes or colors in any way your perception of that person just as an individual person. I'm telling you that to tell you this. The person who you see driving a what you may call a regular car or some type of beat up automobile or they're wearing unimpressive clothing, they may be the most powerful person in the building. You never know. Because like I said, people express themselves different ways. Not everybody expresses themselves as, okay, once I make a certain amount of money, then I'm just going to upgrade all my material possessions. Not everybody thinks that way. There are many people who do, but there are also many people who don't. There are people who go the opposite way. Okay, when I don't have much, I got to make sure I got a great amount of material possessions so it looks like I got something. And there are people who say, the more that I get, the less I need those things because I don't need to impress anybody because I already got it. So again, not to say that either of these is right or wrong, but these are different ways that people could possibly think. So you shouldn't be judging people by just what you see on the surface of people, because there's often, not often, actually always, as they said in the Transformers, more than meets the eye. The person who could kick your ass might be the nicest person you've met. You ever come across somebody like that? They seem like this really nice person, always looking to appease people, very friendly, letting people get away with stuff that somebody else might look at a little bit funny, but they're the nicest person out there, but probably also the toughest, probably could kick anybody's ass in the room, but they're at the same time the nicest, most friendly person in the room, and therefore at the same time rather, the biggest jerk in the room might be the biggest wimp in the room, the biggest coward in the room while they're projecting themselves maybe to be the meanest or the toughest or the unfriendliest. Again, not saying that this is always the case, but it can be the case. Therefore, this first point here is do not judge people by appearances too quickly. In the world that we're in now, with everyone able to basically alter, at least on the internet, alter and control their appearance, how you look to other people, what your life looks like, how you're presenting yourself, we can get it just right if we so choose. We do a lot of judgment by appearances these days. We don't take a whole lot of time to dig deep into what we're seeing, what is presented to us. And I'm not just talking about people. I'm talking about information, circumstances, some situation that happens. We are quick to judgment. We rush to judgment. We rush to comment. We rush to make an opinion. And there are businesses that are based around this. In the news business, for example, whether that's sports news, business news, political news, people get credits in their work for how quickly they're able to report something happening. So as soon as someone hears that it's happening, the person who breaks the story, quote unquote, gets credit. Oh, this such and such Susie Johnson over at NBC News was the first with this story. The other reporters credit that person for being first with the story. That's like a notch on your belt to be the first one to put something out there about something that happens. And it's often that the first thing that gets put out is not all of the story. Often it can be completely inaccurate. There may be a whole lot more details to it that matter a whole lot to what that story actually is. But because that industry, at least, is set up that way, and as human beings, because we all have the news around us, I mean, news is going to find us. When something happens, we're going to find out about it. Even if you never turn on the news and haven't bought a newspaper ever in your life, when something big happens, you're going to find out about it one way or another. It's all over the place. It kind of colors the way that we think generally, even if you don't work for the news. We want to get things quickly. We want to find out what happened as fast as possible. As soon as it happens, we want to know that it happened. We want pictures of it. We want video of it. We want to see what everybody else is saying about it. And then we form our own opinion, our own snap judgment about something that happened, even before we have what could be not even 1% of the correct keyword information. We judge very quickly. So what I'm telling you here today is some counterintuitive advice to the way that we've kind of been conditioned, all of us, because of the immediacy that we have with everything these days, is to withhold your judgment of people, places, ideas, situations, thoughts, everything, emotions, until you get all the information. Just step back for a minute, take a deep breath, and really look at what you're looking at. See what the real information is there. Sometimes I had a person actually who was sending me some comparables. They were looking at a lease agreement, and they were in a one-bedroom place, right? And the person who was representing the owner sent them a report of recently rented places in a similar area to where this person was at. And the average price was a certain number. Now, the real estate agent representing the owner was basically trying to sell the prospective tenant on the idea that the price should be a little bit higher than the tenant wanted to pay. And they showed this report as proof to back up their claim. Listen, this is why we want to charge this much, is because look how much things are renting for where you are. And they looked at it and the numbers did bear out. It said, this does make sense. It kind of does make sense that it should be a little bit higher than what the prospective tenant was thinking. But then look a little bit deeper at it, looked at it a couple days later, and they were showing 2-bedroom units. Everything that was on that report was for 2-bedroom units. When they were comparing it to a 1-bedroom unit, we're like, wait a minute, that's not the same information. But without examining it, because it was several pages, this report here, several pages of the report, by looking deeper into it, giving it a second look, maybe withholding judgment, not agreeing, not disagreeing, just withholding judgment and taking a look at it, you're like, wait a minute, this information is not even accurate. This information, actually, it is accurate, but it's not relevant to the situation that we're dealing with. The whole point that I'm giving you here is to not judge appearances so quickly. Sometimes people will do that to you on purpose. I don't know if that real estate agent was doing it on purpose, or sometimes they do it by accident. It doesn't even matter. Just make sure you don't get bamboozled because you jumped to a conclusion too early about a person, place, thing, or a situation. Learn to step back and observe. And again, and let's move on to point number two. Today's topic again is you never know who you're dealing with, so don't be so quick to judge. Number two, understand that people are watching you who you don't even know are watching you. Did you know that? People are watching you who you don't even know are watching you. I mean, if you use the internet at all, you should be very aware of that. If you use Google or any Facebook-owned platform, such as Facebook itself or Instagram, if you use Google at all for your Google searching, or you have a Google app, or you use anything Google, Google Docs, Google Maps, listen, they know exactly where you are. They know exactly what you're doing. They know who you're hanging with. They probably know what you look like. They know all these things about you. These internet companies are gathering so much data and information about us. You may be a little bit nervous about it if you really knew how deep it goes. It goes very deep. What I try to do is I practice cognitive dissonance and just act like I don't know about it, or act like it's not that big of a deal to me. But they know everything about you, okay? In case you didn't know, they know everything about you if you're using that phone often enough, if you're using any of those apps. And parents, hopefully this doesn't scare you into taking your kids' phones or anything like that. Kids, make sure you don't let your parents listen to this, because they might try to take your phone or something like that. But people are watching you at all times. They know where you're at. They know what you're doing. They know what you're about. They know what conversations you are having. And this is all, again, today's point is you don't know who you're dealing with. There are people dealing with you and you don't even know that they're dealing with you. There are people watching you, gathering information on you, and you don't know that they're gathering information on you. Have any of you know of anyone personally who missed their spot at getting into a school, getting a job, getting a promotion, maybe keeping their job or keeping their promotion, getting onto a team, lost out on that opportunity because of something that they did online that was found out about? I was speaking to a woman who's a meeting planner for conferences for the company that she works for. And she said one of the things that they do when they're deciding who they want to have come to their conference and give a presentation or be a part of it in any way is that they look this person up online, see what the news is on this individual. Notice what I said about the news a few minutes ago. Even though the news is not always the accurate information, especially when everyone's rushing to be the first one to say something about it, to report it, to judge on it, to say something's going to get retweeted or liked or get them on the front page or whatever they're trying to get on the front page of. This company, this woman said, we go look to the news and see what's going on with this person. We want to make sure there's not too much negative unfavorable information out there about this individual, because that might make us change our mind about whether we want to deal with this person or not. Understand, people, and there are people who are considering you. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who are considering you right now. They're thinking about, you know, what if we try to hire Mike away from where he works? So what if I tried to recruit this kid, Jason, from the school that he plays at? And you don't even know that they're thinking about you. You don't know that they're considering you, because they're not going to say anything to you until or unless they actually decide to go through with it. If they decide not to go through with it, you'll never know that they were even looking at you, but understand they're watching you. They're paying attention to you. They may even start following you with some account that has an eggshell, doesn't even have an avatar, just following you just to see what you say, see who you interact with, see what you're posting in your story, see who you're replying to in your tweets, see what you're favoriting and retweeting. There are people watching you who you don't know are watching you. Therefore, not only do you have to be careful in withholding judgment of others, be careful in what you are sharing yourself. Be careful what you are saying. Be careful what you are doing. Be careful where you are going, because, again, somebody's watching you. Point number three. Today's topic is you never know who or what. I guess we should add that in. Who or what you're dealing with. Here's a principle that I want to give you. Third point. Deal with everyone, every situation, every opportunity. Deal with everything as fairly as you can. Because tomorrow, they may be the one person you need. This may be the one thing you need to work with. That may be the one situation that could determine whether you succeed or you fail. Deal with everything as fairly as you possibly can. What do I mean by as fairly as you can? I mean, people say that often. It's kind of like a canned, cliched statement. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that, so y'all understand what I mean when I say dealing with people fairly. That means you deal with people with the same, take the same principles and the same energy and the same respect that you would have with anyone and apply it to everyone. Now, you may think that's a little bit of a limiting idea. I'm not telling you not to be a chameleon and not change your method of communication or change the certain type of words you use, or maybe your body language, tonality, the volume level of how you're communicating with people based on the situation. Of course, you're going to do that. You're going to do that unconsciously. What I'm saying is, when it comes to the decisions that you make, the strategy that you employ, make sure you're dealing with everyone on the up and up the exact same way. You don't want one person to find out that you dealt with them one way and then you dealt with somebody else a completely different way, because then they're going to see you as a non-trustworthy individual. And remember, as I told you, there are people watching you who you don't even know are watching you. They're going to see that as well. And all of these people, all of us human beings, you know, one thing that we all do, we talk. We communicate with each other. We let people know what's going on, how we feel about certain people, some things that happen, especially if it's a very egregious situation. You don't want to be the subject of one of those conversations, because that can make you look bad, and you never know who word is going to get around to and how that person, whoever that word gets around to, how they may never even say anything to you, but they decide they're no longer going to consider you for an opportunity or a situation simply because of what they heard, even if it doesn't happen to be true. They're not going to wait to get the full information. They're just going to go snap off whatever it is that they have. So that's why you need to be careful of who and what you're dealing with. Let's recap today's points. Point number one, and the topic again is know who and what you're dealing with. Number one, understand that people express themselves in different ways. So do not be so quick to judge people based on appearances or based on your comparison of them to the baseline behavior that you expect of other people. They may have completely different expectations of how they conduct themselves. Don't base your judgment of another person on some snap judgment that you came up with based on your environment when you're dealing with someone who's not from your environment. Number two, people are watching you when you don't even know that they're watching you. They are observing you. They are thinking about you. They are discussing you even when you don't know is happening. And you may never know if they decide not to move forward with whatever it is that they're discussing. Or maybe something will happen and you don't even know who was behind it or that anyone was behind it. And it was these people who've been paying attention to you. So if you're out there at all, and when I say out there, I mean you leave your house or you deal with people, you have conversations with people. If you do any of those things, there are people who are paying attention to you who you don't even know exists. Now, if you happen to use the internet, there are thousands, maybe even millions more people paying attention to you who you don't even know exist. But even if you don't have a phone, you listen to this on somebody else's phone right now, or on your desktop computer right now, this podcast, there are people paying attention to you too. If you interact with people, there are people noticing you who you're not always aware they're noticing you, because you're focusing on the most important thing, which is what? You. Point number three. Principle is for you to take from this episode is to deal with everyone and everything as fairly as you possibly can. What are your principles? What is your strategy in dealing with certain situations. Deal with everyone and everything the same way, because again, you don't want people to look at you as untrustworthy or a person who kind of changes their stripes depending on the situation, because that type of reputation is not going to get you far. And if you're looking to become a leader, you need everyone to at least believe that you have their best interests in mind, even if they don't believe you have the best skills. You understand? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.